good morning, everyone. I am so excited because we have David Jones, just getting to know him, and really, really thrilled because he's got a really good story that I believe all of you are going to want to hear. He's got quite a background, and if you could just start introducing yourself and a little bit about what you've done and how you came to the NECAN journey, and you're just a good guy and love helping people, and this is a good way to do it, and go ahead, David, if you'd share that.
Sure. First of all, thanks for asking me to be on the call today. I got a little bit of a cold, so please excuse my voice. I was working as a fitness professional when I was introduced to NECAN. I was a personal trainer. It was back in April of 1999. And I was working as a personal trainer and a fellow trainer who was introduced to NECAN by his father. He came up to me because he knows how much I love learning about the body. He came up to me and he said, I got something I think you're going to really love. And he started to share NECAN with me. And the more I saw what the company was about and the way the products help people, he was absolutely right. I fell in love with it. And I don't have a story as far as, my own aches and pains, Kay Logan. Kay Logan has an awesome story, and Herb Rapp, how NECAN helped his back and his mother's back. But, I was actually a part of one that really, it was my first exposure to the wow factor that NECAN has. And I believe you were part of one, Dave. I remember you sharing a story of being at a wellness preview years ago, and there was a woman there who, when she was 11 years old, had a nasty fall and fell on a pile of rocks and landed on her back. And she had 60 years of pain and discomfort. And at that wellness treatment, they put her on a pad, and she, in one of the back bedrooms, and she came out with tears in her eyes because she didn't hurt anymore. And when I heard that story, I was like, wow. And the one that got my attention was, when I was introduced to NECAN, I had to be, at the personal training facility where I worked, I had to be careful of talking to the clients about it because the owner of the facility didn't want me talking to people about it because he felt that was kind of solicitation or whatever. But there was one client I had where, I just had to tell this person about NECAN. She was a very successful pediatrician, and her husband is an oncologist, a cancer expert, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she knows that, I'm real big into health and wellness, and she was telling me, when she told me about the diagnosis, it was during one of her sessions. She said, I know you're really into health and wellness, but, I believe in my husband's good at what he does, and I believe in what he does, so I'm going to go ahead and get chemo and radiation. And I looked her right, her name is Jane, I looked her right in the eye, and I said, Jane, do you trust me? And she said, yeah, I do trust you. And I said, I'm going to share something with you that could help you in a big way, and there's absolutely no chance it'll hurt you. And so I shared NECAN with her, and she got the water system, the mattress pad. She was taking the barley grass and some of the other nutritionals during her chemo treatments. And the wow factor that I witnessed firsthand was her treatments. She was scheduled to get 8 chemo treatments. And then they gave her several weeks off so her body could recover, and then she went into radiation. And it was less than 48 hours after her 8th chemo treatment, she was out running a 5K. And that 5K, yeah, she was running. And that 5K happened to be the race for the cure. And I was running that race right alongside of her. And to watch her cross that finish line, it just sent chills down my spine. And afterwards, afterwards at the Race for the Cure, they have a bunch of, energy bars and fruit and stuff and yogurt so you can kind of, replenish your fuel. And we were standing around after the race, eating, having yogurt and bananas and stuff. And I went over to her husband, the oncologist, and I said, how do you explain what she just did? Because she got her chemo treatment on Thursday afternoon, and Saturday morning we were running Race for the Cure. And she ran the whole thing. She did not stop and walk at all. And he was on one side of her, and I was on the other side. And when I asked him that, he just shook his head. And he said, chemo patients don't run 5Ks about 40 hours later. Because he said typically 48 hours is when they're starting to feel really lousy from the chemo. And he said, that just doesn't happen. And, you know, that right there told me, you know, that this company is something special. And, so, you know, I didn't really start working the business right away because, well, like I said, the personal training facility where I was at, the owner didn't want me talking about meat cannon. The personal training was going really well and I was really good at it. But then, I ended up leaving that facility and, so I was able to talk to a lot more people about it and have been able to help a lot of people over the, you know, over the course of that time. So, I mean, that wow factor was, and a lot of times, when we're talking to people, something interesting about my journey along the way, you know, we've all come across those people that, when they find out Beacon is network marketing, they say, well, I don't want to have to sell to my family and my friends, the people I'm close to. And, something along those lines, interesting that happened to me, not only did I get that from my family during the course of my, you know, being in Beacon and using the products and little by little sharing them with other people. One of my sisters, she's 4 years older than me, on two different occasions, she actually went to the effort of typing up a letter and sending it to me, basically saying, you know, why do you continue doing this if it's not working for you? And you know, if God wanted you to do this, he would have sent you on the in that direction and stuff like that. I'm sitting there reading this, going, wow, seriously, you know, that she would go to the effort of sending a negative letter like that. But when you see what these products do for people, you can't not get excited. You know, I never let those letters bother me at all. I just kind of shook my head and thought, you know, wow, it's interesting that she would go to that effort to do that. But I never wavered at all because I saw the power in these products in this company and what it does. So I just continued to share it and have been sharing it and I got some new people excited. Just 2 weeks ago, I signed up 3 people in that same week. And, I've recently connected with a gal on LinkedIn. She's training to make the 2016 Olympic team. And, we connected and she lives in Dayton, which is about an hour away from me, Columbus. And I'm going to be talking with her next week and sharing Nikhil with her because, she's training for the 2015 World Championships and the 2016 Olympics. And I'm really excited to share Nikhil with her because of, all the Olympic athletes that have been helped by using those products.
That's exciting. You know, just kind of listening to you, David, talking about your family, I really believe that we can. Some people think that this is just another thing, and they package it along with a lot of other things and perception. And I think most people they think they know what we do, but they've been trained and taught by unsuccessful people in other companies. But I think one of the fun things about Beacon and our products, I like to refer to it as your mom test. If this were something that you would want to tell your mom about, that you'd want to have your mom using, then it's a good thing. And it's not some kind of weird stuff that you're in it just to make some money or something. This is really life changing product. And in fact, I remember when I gave my mom the sleep system, just the difference it made. But then on the other hand, family is sometimes hard. I remember my mom saying, I hate to admit it, but that really does seem to help me. And I'm thinking, mm-hmm. Like, why would she hate to admit it? But she didn't write me a letter anyway.
Well, what's interesting about that, Dave, you say the mom test is, although my sister, you know, typed up those two letters that were very negative and nasty, basically saying, you know, that I had my head up, my you-know-what, and why don't I, you know, get my head straight and get my life going in the right direction. Although my sister did that, my mom was on kidney dialysis for about 3 years, and then she got two types of cancer, and she passed away in October of 2002. But when she was on dialysis, she was restricted to 32 ounces of fluid a day. And the challenge of that is if you have Jell-O or ice cream, those count as fluids because ice cream is just a frozen liquid. Jell-O is a refrigerated liquid. And I told her, I said, Mom, can you trust me? And she said, yeah. I said, you know I would never do anything to hurt you. She said, I know that. And so I said, well, and her and my dad had my original countertop unit that hooked up to the faucet. They had that one. And I said, make sure all 32 ounces of the liquid you take is that good weekend water. And when she told me her limit was 32, I said, well, what happens if you go over that? She said, during dialysis, I will cramp really bad. And I said, well, make sure that then let all 32 ounces that you're allowed to have be that good water. And she did that, and she never cramped. And I said, okay. I said, Mom, you trust me, right? She said, absolutely. I said, try taking it up to, I wasn't trying to play doctor or nothing, but I know how good that water. I said, try taking it up to 40 ounces and see what happens. And she took it up to 40 ounces, 8 more ounces than she was told was her limit, and she still did not cramp. When she told me that anything over 32 would make her cramp during dialysis. So I agree with you, Dave. Although my sister went to the effort of sending me those letters, my mom was using Necan products and she felt the difference that the Necan water made.
And, you know, the letters, I think that's so often that really is an indication you're on the right track, because if you don't get any criticism, if everyone, approves of what you're doing, it probably really means you're really not doing anything.
Exactly.
And anybody that's moving forward is going to have some critics, and so embrace it and be of good cheer.
Well, exactly. The way I look at that is, you know, it's easier. So many people want to take the easy way out, and it's easier to tear somebody else down than it is to build yourself up. So I guess it was easier for her to, you know, to put her thoughts into those letters and to hand me those letters than to come to me and say, you know what, David, you know, as your sister, I've known you all my life, and I've never seen you this excited about anything. What is it? Why are you so excited about this? Instead of coming to me in a positive way like that and finding out, you know, why you can't have me so excited, I guess it was just easier for her to type up those letters. Like I said, it's easier to tear somebody else down than it is to build yourself up.
It reminds me when I first got into Necan, a well-meaning friend, after I showed Necan to her, she did some research, and in fact, actually, since she had never heard of magnets, she wrote a letter to the National Council on Health Fraud.
And so, oh, wow.
She gave me the letter that she got back, which was actually written by the president of the National Council on Health Fraud, Dr. William Jarvis, PhD.
Wow.
And, I wish I saved it. I flushed it down the toilet. But I remember it started out with, I commend you for your skepticism. And I remember flattering words like huckster, charlatan, quack, things like that. And it was really fun because some years later, as time has gone on, you know, using magnets for health has pretty much been in almost any publication, from Popular Science to Ladies Home Journal to you name it. It's really coming aware. And I remember in an article that actually quoted the National Council on Health Fraud, and there was William Jarvis, and he says, I'm having to reconsider my original opinion on magnetic therapy. I'm vindicated.
Of course.
That's what's going to happen, because this will be the treatment. And over the years, I've been able to share this with people, and I've had medical doctors to quote. I've heard several people say things like, this is the greatest medical breakthrough since penicillin. That this will be the treatment of choice. That this is not a matter of if; it's only a matter of when. And I believe that us on the call, we will see that happen, where Necan will become mainstream, because just economics and the way things work are giving way. It has to be because for so long I believe politics and profit have been ahead of true efficacy, and that the people are just voting with their own choices. They want to find out for themselves, and they're looking for things that are non-invasive, that don't have side effects. And what an ideal modality, or whatever you want to call it, is what have you got to lose? And so often just meeting with somebody and show and tell, and it works. So it's exciting. So
absolutely
not waiting for William Jarvis to approve me.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. Have you seen the YouTube video where Dr. Oz is featuring? He has a whole episode of one of his shows featuring magnets. And
go ahead and talk about that a little bit if you want.
Yeah, if you for those of you listening, if you haven't seen it, if you go on YouTube in the search bar, type in Dr. Oz and magnets, and click on the first one that comes up. It's a full episode of one of his shows, and when he comes out, you know, the audience is clapping. As soon as they settle down, he said, I'm more excited about this episode than any other this season, because today we are changing the way we practice medicine, is what he says. And they,
wow.
And one of his guests was a police officer that had 10 years of back pain. And he tried all kinds of different modalities of therapy that just weren't working. And he one day he just, you know, he, after kind of throwing his arms up in the air, he just Googled, you know, back pain therapies, and he came across magnets. And the pad that he used wasn't a Niken pad, ours are more, it's less expensive and more effective, because the pad he used was no bigger than a demo pad, and that the pad alone was like $2,000, where for less than that, you can get a whole complete sleep system with the comforter, the pad, and everything. And his was only, like I said, it was about the size of a demo pad, so even smaller than a twin. But Dr. Oz, he was talking about how you know, medicine is it's that energy medicine is the future, and the magnetic therapy is a big part of energy medicine.
This is the next big thing.
Absolutely, and you were talking about, you know, while some doctors, you know, if people using Niken magnets tell their doctor about it, some doctors will roll their eyes or they're kind of poo-poo it. But every orthopedic surgeon knows that magnets are beneficial for healing, because every orthopedic surgeon has a device in their office that's called a bone stimulator. And it's when someone's got a real nasty broken bone and it's not healing the way it's supposed to, and it's just, you know, it's coming along real slowly, they will use that bone stimulator to accelerate the healing, and that bone stimulator operates off magnetism.
Now that's what it is magnets. And
absolutely.
And the mere thousands of dollars.
Yeah. And that pediatrician that I got to experience the wow factor with, one other thing that's pretty cool is, like I said, she got 8 chemo treatments, and it was less than 48 hours after that 8th treatment that she was running that 5K. And then she went into her radiation treatments. And chemo and radiation are very, very toxic stuff. And for the radiation to get down where the cancer cells are, they have to give a really strong dose of it, and often it'll leave burn marks and blemishes on the surface of your skin because of how strong the radiation treatment is. And during her radiation treatments, after each one, she was using that little mini comforter we have, and she would put it over the area. It was breast cancer is what she was diagnosed with. And after each one of the radiation treatments, she would put that little mini comforter over the area where the treatment was. And when her treatments were all done, and she went back to the radiation therapist to get her final checkup, she said that he couldn't believe how, when he checked her skin, he was blown away that there was no blemishes or burn marks on the surface of her skin, because that's very common.
Wow, that's interesting. So she was a pediatrician, and her husband was an oncologist.
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay, interesting. Yeah. You know, when I think about that, David, I was reading a book that I actually highly recommend. It's a really good book. It's Never Be Sick Again. And it basically just talks about this idea that health or sickness just begins in the cell, that if you have healthy cells, you're a healthy body, and that the only reason a cell is sick is that it doesn't have the nutrients it needs, or it's toxic. And so basically the key to be healthy is to give nourishment to the cells and help minimize as much as possible any toxicity. And so that makes a lot of sense. So let's keep ourselves healthy and happy.
But absolutely. Well, it blows me away that, you know, to this day, one of the many things about Nikan that just blows me away, Dave, is that, you know, we've learned over the years that every cell in our body, like you were just saying, whether it's a bone cell, a muscle cell, a blood cell, every cell in our body has to get five things to stay alive and function. And those are air, water, nutrition, sleep, so the cells can recover and repair. And the fifth one is a combination of the Earth's energy and the sun's energy. And it blows me away to this day that Nikan is the only company in the whole world that's addressing all five of those things.
Total wellness.
Yep, absolutely. I've observed something recently, Dave, whether there's new people on the call that just recently got introduced to Nikan, or it's, you know, diamonds and royal diamonds that are getting all recharged and wanting to, you know, build their business all over again. Even if you might have Wi-Fi at home, I understand that, you know, it like if you want peace and quiet, you want to be on your home Wi-Fi for like a webinar or something. But I encourage you to, if you don't need the peace and quiet because you're going to be on a webinar or something like that, I would encourage you to go out to places like Tim Hortons or Starbucks or Panera Bread or whatever to get on their Wi-Fi, because I had something interesting recently happen to me. I was at a Tim Hortons on their Wi-Fi, and I happened to go to the bathroom. And while I was in the bathroom, somebody was, you know, kind of, you know, jimmying the handle like they wanted to get in the bathroom. And when I came out of the bathroom, the only person I saw that was a male that looked like they might have been that person waiting on the bathroom was a guy at the counter. And I said, "The bathroom's all yours if you want it." He said, "No, I'm just getting my coffee." Well, this is the middle of the day. And I said, "Oh, you need a little energy boost, do you?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I work a couple doors over." Well, it turns out, two buildings over, he's a full-time massage therapist at Massage Envy. And I said, "Oh, so you rely on coffee for your energy boost?" And he said, "Yeah, but I'm not so sure it works." And I said, "Well, what if I told you there's a new product that it's the only energy drink that's actually healthy and good for you? And it just came out." And he said, "Well, what's that?" So I started telling him about the 10-4, and I actually gave him a sample to take with him. And I said, you know, because massage therapy, I said, it's very physically taxing. You know, the massage therapist, when they're working on clients, it takes a lot of their own energy. And he said, "Yeah." He said, some of our other therapists over there, their bodies are all jacked up, and their hands and forearms are giving them problems because, you know, they just work on client after client after client." So he was going to go back and tell some of the other massage therapists about this new energy drink. And I never would have had that encounter if I wouldn't have been at that Tim Hortons, you know, just to get on their Wi-Fi. And there's another gentleman that comes in there. He was working on a nearby construction project. And I got to talking to him and told him what I do. And he wants to hear about me, Ken. So I'll be getting together with him in the near future.
Cool. Boy, there's people everywhere. All you got to do is just go outside. And 10-4 is an awesome, really easy, fun way to introduce people to Nikan, because it's such a huge market. And if you haven't looked at 10-4, one of the things that's really exciting is just Google energy drinks and study it a little bit. A few years ago, it was non-existent, and all of a sudden, here we have a $10 billion a year industry that they project by 2017. You know, 3 years away, it'll be over double that. It'll be in excess of $20 billion.
Yeah.
And so it's huge, and we have a really powerful competitive position when we say all natural, organic. I like to tell people it's based on a 450-year-old formula of ingredients. And I think the thing that's really accurate with us, instead of some a brew of, artificially stimulating it, and we've seen some really, really amazing things happen with 10-4. So it's I'll just go on record. I believe it'll be our number one product if it isn't already, just in a matter of months, because it's just really grabbing hold. One of the things I like, David, about our products is so often you see instant results. 10-4, you notice that quickly. M-Strides, notice that just about instantly. Vital Balance, you become a walking billboard when you get on that. Everybody's looking for a way to lose weight. And then, of course, all of the other products, like you mentioned, the water. Oh, my goodness, everybody needs good water. And we just changed our filter. And as good as our water is, when you have your waterfall with a brand new filter, oh, it tastes extra delicious. So I'm going to remind myself to change it just a little bit more often than we have been.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, during my personal training days, I was always talking to my clients about water because, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, male or female, we all have parts of our bodies that we'd like to improve or that we're not very happy about. And what I would tell people is typically the reason we don't like those parts of the body is those are the parts of the body that tend to jiggle. And so basically people are wanting to get rid of the jiggle or they don't like the fact that those parts jiggle. And I said, well, the jiggle is body fat. And your body burns up body fat inside your muscle, and muscle tissue is 75% water. So if you're not giving your, if you're not feeding your muscles the highest quality of water possible so they can absorb it, and then your muscles can't turn around and do what you want them to do, which is get rid of the jiggle.
Interesting. Let alone keeping your kidneys happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's, pretty much anybody that if you know anybody on dialysis, they were probably on some kind of diuretic or blood pressure medicine or something like that, just invariably. Anyway, we could get into that quite a bit. But boy, one of the best things is kidneys love water, especially Indian water. So
yes, well, along those same lines, Dave, I like to tell people that it's not a coincidence that the human body and the surface of the earth are both 70% water. You know, God did that for a reason.